Will you pray with me? Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. They must have been expecting something different. The innkeeper, the shepherds, even Mary and Joseph, before the angels told them what would happen, they must have been expecting something different. They must have been expecting a different kind of Messiah. Maybe one who would ride in on a magnificent white horse, like the emperors of the time. Or maybe a bold military general to free them from the yoke of their oppressors. They might have even expected someone like John the Baptist, a wild-eyed prophet with a radical crowd-gathering message. But a baby? Born not to a royal couple, but to poor parents? Kept warm not by the grand fireplaces and luxurious tapestries of a palace, but by the body heat of farm animals? Greeted not by fancy courtiers, but by country shepherds? Yes, God's way of doing things was not what anyone had expected. God's people had learned over the years to expect God in temple sanctuaries and in desert wildernesses, in burning bushes and in vivid dreams. In other words, they had come to realize that God could express God's self in all kinds of ways. Yet for God to become a human, well, that still seemed impossible. How could the maker of all creation become a creature after all? But God did and broke every expectation that we ever had. We tend to imagine the baby Jesus as quiet and calm, sleeping sweetly in Mary's arms. But as the narrator points out in my favorite Christmas book, Barbara Robinson's The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, it might not have been so peaceful. During the pageant, the narrator watches the girl playing Mary thump the baby Jesus doll on the back before plunking it down in the manger. Alice, the narrator's holier-than-thou neighbor in the angel choir, gasps. "I don't think it's very nice to burp the baby Jesus," she whispered, "as if he had colic." She poked me. "Do you suppose he could have had colic?" I said, "I don't know why not." And I didn't. He could have had colic or been fussy or hungry like any other baby. After all, that was the whole point of Jesus, that he didn't come down on a cloud like something out of Amazing Comics, but that he was born and lived a real person. Born and lived a real person. Whether he had colic as a baby or not, Jesus certainly went through other aches and pains of being a human. He certainly experienced suffering and sorrow, joy and wonder, anger and frustration, hope and love. Imagining that the holy infant needed to be burped or have a diaper changed reminds us that Jesus didn't float above the ups and downs of human life, somehow detached from it all. Instead, he walked the same path that we do. And that means that Emmanuel, God with us, truly is with us as we face what each day brings. So on Christmas, we celebrate that God's love for us was made human. That God came and dwelt among us mortals and made God's home here just so we would know beyond the shadow of a doubt that we are not alone. On Christmas, God's love is made human once again, and we humans are made over in God's love. If Jesus reminds us of God's humanity, the other characters in the Nativity story remind us of our potential to be holy, to give birth to redemption and new life, as Mary did, to stand by someone in their hour of need, as Joseph did, to welcome in the stranger, as the innkeeper did, to hear a new message from God, like the shepherds did, and then to witness and share the beauty and goodness around them as they ran to Bethlehem to see the baby, and then share the news with all who would listen. On this night, and on all the nights to come, may we find a way to make room for God's love made human in the very center of our lives, so that as we love, we humble humans, we might also be made divine. Amen.
As you go out into this world and out into the rest of your lives, may you be anchored in the hope that Jesus brings. May you be filled with Jesus's peace. May you be buoyed up by the joy of walking closely with Jesus, and may you be encompassed on every side by Jesus's love. And as you go, carry that light out into the world and share it with all those whom you meet. Go in peace. And Merry Christmas.